You are afraid of fright. Same thing will happen. If we use. Even though something is good, you cannot convince them completely. That is human nature. If you do it little by little, as much as you can, that is the best policy. And we will have all that good feeling between us. How we bring about this kind of life in our human life is to have a strong practice within ourselves, for ourselves, not for others. Without forcing our way on others, but to practice, to force the truth on each one of us, then naturally people follow. Your example, and they will share. You can share the joy with people. Because you expect too much, you cannot share your complete freedom. You don't have freedom. Even though you have it, you cannot share with people. The other day, I talked about the sun-faced Buddha and the moon-faced Buddha. Sometimes we are sick and sometimes we are healthy. But to be sick and to be healthy is our practice. Sometimes we are healthy and sometimes we are sick. Sometimes it is hot and sometimes it is cold. When it is cold, you should be cold good. When it is hot, you should be hot food. There is no secret. That's all. What is good is it. When it is cold, you should be cold food. When you are sick, you should be sick food. That's all. No secret. But you may find out how difficult practice it is to be just sick, to be just sensitive, to be just hot, or to be just cold. If it is cold, you may want to go to somewhere it is not so cold. When you are sick, you want to be recovered. Even though you want to be recovered, if before time comes, you cannot be recovered. So it is better just to stay in bed. just to enjoy the life in the first class. That is much better. When time comes, if your doctor is taking care of yourself, you will recover. Sometimes you may feel so sorry for someone who is in agitation. Oh, I have been staying hospital already 1 month, but my doctor said you should stay 10 more days. And sometimes I feel very sorry to leave a hospital before someone leaves. If possible, I want to stay more, but they don't allow me to stay. I'm very sympathetic with them, with my friend, always. So never I go to hospital. So the secret is, when you are sick, you should be sick. That's all. No secret. Then Buddha will take care of yourself. Wherever you go, you will enjoy your life. And you will be needed. Wherever you go. If your tendency is, to be too much helpful to someone, others, then even though you want to help them, they may not like it if it is too much. You should help them as much as they need you. Unless you are not completely from your ego, that is not possible, maybe. That is the way we help people. That is how you can do it, is because of the true enlightenment. When you know you yourself, you have enlightenment. When you have not much desire or wishes, you have chance to see things as it is. You have chance to have enlightened eyes. That is classic, actually. Should know the point of practice. What is practice actually? Practice is something different from usual practice, from usual training. eyes. I have some more time to have your question about those points. More questions? Some questions? Anyway, if you find out the difference, if you have some misunderstanding about the practice, or if you find out some misunderstanding about the practice, I shall be very happy. If you find out, if you find out that your understanding what's wrong about practice, I shall be very happy. I want to correct your misunderstanding. When you ask that question, already you want to be escape from it. Before you try to escape from it, you should accept your laziness and your foolishness and your agitation. Okay, I am very lazy now. That is first. Try not to escape from it before you accept it. Okay? If you really think you are dead, sleeping in bed, I am so lazy. Say for 10 times, you should repeat, I'm lazy, lazy, lazy. And get up. That is the way. Usually, when you feel yourself lazy, you may say, get up, get up. You may call up your children, wake up your children and your husband. You see? It doesn't work. You should accept yourself to be lazy. If you are lazy, your husband may be lazy. Your children may be lazy. You are all lazy. But she doesn't. It may work if you really feel you just do. That's worst anyway. You cannot do anything about it. But the other thing it may help is to have good sleep. And to have good sleep, it is necessary to have fun to organize your life. That is very important. So that you can practice good. You have good zazen, means you are pretty well organized every day. Absolutely not. Maybe it is violent of your condition. When something is wrong with your health, it would be very serious. But it is difficult to know what is wrong with your health. But when, as Buddha says, if dragon or snake or sleepiness come, don't fight with it. If deer, snake or dragon or snake appears, you should sleep. Don't fight with it. It is too late to fight with it. Before it appears, you must do something with it.
As a work leader, the biggest problem I have almost is trying to balance and juggle everybody's desires.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel...
Juggle, what do you mean?
I feel sort of incompetent, you know. I don't feel like being too much of an authority.
Mm-hmm.
But all the time, all day long, people tell me what they want, what they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really get so angry. I try to do what they want as
mm-hmm.
much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But what? I don't feel like a teacher, you know?
No.
And I don't know what to do. It's such a problem.
Yeah.
When
I could just put people where I wanted them
instead of where they
were,
it would be very easy. But what do I do when I hear all day what people want?
Yeah, when they ask you something, mostly they are escaping from their responsibility. It's possible. Let them think about it. Let them decide. It's possible. But that is not always possible. It is, so that is good practice anyway. Unless you have strong practice, you yourself, strong practice, you cannot fulfill your duty. It is, again, it is matter of your practice. And for students, it is their own problem, not yours. Cannot be yours. Original. But something like that happens, that means Sahara practice is not so good. They are escaping, trying to escape from their own duty, putting the responsibility on work leaders. That's not good. Not so easy. things that we should work on this point. But this happens to all of us. So that is why we must be, each one of us should be, should have good practice. Or else it doesn't work. Maybe it will be different. Yes. I think so. The other day someone talked about group practice, you know. But actually we need someone, you know, someone's help. If you do not have anyone to help, you should read. What kind of book is helpful is some Zen story, you know, with commentary. It's best. Actual story is best. Not some philosophy. Not something like Japanese culture. But some actual story is best. And best, you know, story will be the story you have in your everyday life. That is best koan. Why you cannot work on your everyday life as a Zen story is? Because you understand your own life in your own convenience. You don't, for instance, you know, if you write diary, it is difficult to describe what you have done on that day. You know, if you write down, you may write down as if you are doing something very good every day, and you will be ashamed of it. You know, oh, I'm not so good. You know, I was bad, but actually, I cannot write as if I cannot write as I am. If you are able to describe your life exactly as it is, you may be a great teacher. You are serving core. But that is not so easy. If you write something about you, and if your husband did it, he will not accept it. But still you say, I am right, he is wrong, he doesn't understand me. But it is not so. If you write about you, so that everyone of your family understands, then you will be a great, great Zen master. That is good practice. To describe yourself as you are, to say something as you are, is good. And if you find it difficult, you should start yourself around. Okay? That is good. Thank you very much.